News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM. Online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Sun came up this morning. There's a chance of rain. It's rained in the hearts of Tiger fans today after Concord came down on homecoming and rained on our parade. 38-7 was the final. The Minutemen win, and we'll explain what that means standings-wise in a minute. Mishawaka blew out Goshen 59-0. That was 53-0 at halftime. Northwood, in overtime, beat Northridge 22-21, and those are the Tigers' Week 8 and Week 9 opponents. And then Plymouth beat Wawasee 21-20. Wawasee scored to get to within one. They went for two and didn't make it, and so the Rockies post the victory and remain unbeaten in the conference. So there are two unbeaten teams now, Mishawaka and Plymouth, and the Tigers will face those teams in the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. Concord, Northwood, Warsaw, all 2-1. Goshen, Wawasee, and Northridge are all 0-3. In the Indiana Northern State Conference, Bremen beat Jimtown 29-22. Knox beat Glenn 42-22. Tippecanoe Valley beat LaVille 38-28. In the Three Rivers Conference, Mequonnequaw beat Peru 31-28. Manchester beat Northfield 35-7. It was Northwestern over Whitco 50-0, and Rochester beat Cass 34-0, while Wabash beat Southwood 28-20. In the Hoosier North, Cass beat South Central 46-0. North Judson shut out Culver 41-0. Pioneer beat North Miami 41-22, and Triton beat Winnemac 35-6. In the NIC, Elkhart beat New Prairie 56-28. Penn beat Mishawaka Marion 54-14. Riley beat Washington 33-16, and St. Joe shut out Adams 42-0. In the Northeast Corner Conference, Cherubusco beat Prairie Heights 39-12. Eastside beat Garrett 36-0. Fremont beat Central Noble 40-22. It was Lakeland over Angola 33-27. And West Noble beat Fairfield 41-14. In the Northeast 8, DeKalb beat Columbia City 28-7. So the Eagles have lost two in a row. East Noble beat Leo to shoot out 56-40. And Huntington North, after going 0-3, has won two straight. They beat Belmont 42-12. Again, last night at Fisher Field, Concord beat Warsaw 38-7. We'll talk with Coach Curtis about it coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expands your horizon, generation after generation.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
When you need a stylish look for your home, head to Browers Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw. Shop from the largest furniture selection in the area, including quality brand names like England, Best, and Roe. Get the quality sleep you need with a premium mattress from Therapeutic and add an adjustable base for the ultimate night's sleep. Browers also has in stock carpet along with vinyl, plank, hardwood, and tile. Visit BrowersCarpet.com and stop in today at 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Call the Glass Doctor. We fix your pain.
Your windshield? Your choice. Dealing with a broken car window can be a real hassle. At Glass Doctor of Indiana, we have the best warranties in the business. Our windshields have the exclusive Windshield Protection Plan, unlimited chip repairs and one replacement for 1 year. With the best reviews, products, service, and guarantees in the business, be sure to demand Glass Doctor. Remember, your windshield, your choice.
Call the Glass Doctor. We fix your pains. Oh, yeah.
If you're dreaming about owning your first home but aren't sure where to begin, start with Crossroads Bank. The good people at Crossroads Bank will help you set goals, learn about financing options, and figure out how much house you can afford. Get in touch with the lender today at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. NMLS.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, you get beat 38-7 last night, and people look at the score and go, wow, Warsaw got blown out. But that's not true. Your kids had opportunities to be in that game at the end, and they just didn't pull it out.
Yeah, the score, you know, it's one of those, Roger, where the score actually could have been worse, but it could have been much closer. And I don't think that they are four touchdowns better than us, but they are currently better than us. I think that was obvious last evening to anybody that watched the game. But that was September 19th, 2025. Today is September 20th, 2025. Okay. Happy birthday to CeCe Calhoun, Coach Calhoun's daughter today. She's 10.
Wow.
So where we are right now is not where I believe we're going to be 4 or 5 weeks from now. You know, the scoreboard does not concern me a great deal. Obviously, we want it on our side. I'm going to be more concerned with what led to that. What are the whys? Why did the game get away from us? And there were multiple reasons. We can discuss them, or we can talk about the weather and the stock market or whatever you'd like.
I'd rather talk about the reasons why things went sour last night.
I thought you might say that.
One of them was third and fourth downs. You have prided yourself wherever you've been on converting a combination of third and fourth downs to keep drives going.
Yeah.
Last night, 4 of 11 and 1 of 6. And a lot of that conversation was like, well, they failed on third down. But a lot of that goes back to first and second down, doesn't it?
It does. First down's key. Here's the deal. He's smart. When I say he's, I'm talking about Craig and the defensive and the Concord staff. They know that if Warsaw gains 3 or 4 yards on first down, Craig knows this, then now it becomes you've got 3 snaps to gain 7 or 6 yards. He's no dummy. So they were selling out and doing some stunts up front with their defensive linemen and playing some different fronts that were problematic. And first down was obviously, I'll go back and look, but I don't think we're certainly not highly effective on first down. But, you know, you mentioned, I don't get too concerned about third down conversions. I do get concerned when I hear 1 of 6 on fourth down. That concerns me greatly, because here's the deal. It doesn't matter whether you give them the ball back at your own 15-yard line or you give them the ball across midfield, and they're going to score, at least last night. They're going to score. So whether they have to take 3 plays from your own 15 or 6 plays from midfield or 9 plays from the for 80 yards, okay, they were going to score when they had the football. We did get pressure on him one time and forced an interception. I think it was a 10-7 game then.
Yes.
And we had some opportunities right there. But, you know, that you can't fail 5 out of 6 times on fourth down and expect to come away with positive or any type of outcome that you want.
That was the key sequence in the game for us. Down 10-0, you go down and score. Schenck with a long run sets up a touchdown run for Wyatt Harmon. It's 10-7. And then
we pick the ball.
Nathan Villa gets in there, gets to the quarterback. You got to the quarterback several times, but Bo Brunner is so good.
Can't catch him. Yeah. Can't catch him. Here's what it was. It was like a cat playing with a mouse, or several mouses in this case. Okay. You rush him. You try to put good angles on him. One of the things we got to do a better job of is not running to where that person is, whether it be Brunner, Brevard, Gomez, whoever. Not running to where they are, but running to keep him contained. And that's where Mishawaka did a much better job of that by putting pressure on. But in that case, we did finally get to him. But he's back there toying around with us. And, you know, having all the time in the world, escaping the pocket, and then either running or waiting for receivers to come open. You can only cover for so long.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a highly skilled athlete, a tough, tough competitor. And, you know, I stood next to him in the pregame deal when they were honoring Brody Duncan and Bo Brunner as the Student Athletes of the Week for the Sports Michiana game.
Yeah.
He's a large individual.
He is.
And he got, you know, second in the 200. He won the 400 in the conference. The kid can fly.
Yeah.
And he is a specimen standing next to him.
It is not.
Looks like a linebacker.
He does. He is a big boy. And that's not been his MO over the years. He wants to throw the ball first. Last night we saw him choose to run
several
times.
There were some designed runs. I think the crevices and creases that we created invited him to do so more last night. I mean, he was picking and choosing where he wanted to run. And you can't have that. You can't have unsealed gaps along the front of the line. You can't have we mentioned a video game yesterday in the pregame show. And not only was Reese Brevard a human highlight film in a video game, Brunner got involved in that as well. They're highly skilled.
I think, and that's where we count on you on Saturday mornings to help us, because it felt like there were a lot of times, a lot of plays in the game last night where you had people in the right spots when it came to Brevard. And he just wiggles out of there. He's amazing that way.
And he's strong.
Yes.
He's a football player. I watched him make some tackles from his safety position on film this morning. He is a football player, okay? He's not just a fast kid who's got some moves. He is a football player. He's a tough kid. But, yeah, we go back to that situation where Maddie intercepted the ball, and we've got the ball near midfield, down 10-7, midway through the second quarter. And that's our opportunity to strike, and we fail miserably. In fact, I opened up my ham steak this morning. Thank you, John. And there's 3 lumps of coal in there. So I think he's trying to send me a message.
Turn the ball back over to Concord. They go down and score right before halftime.
Yeah.
And it changed the whole tenor of the game.
It did. We did. And the, you know, I try to deal in facts, not feelings. But the feeling at halftime was not one of dismay or worry or anything like that from the adults or the children. It was, we get the ball first. It's going to be important for us to put together a drive and make this thing 17-14 with, you know, halfway through the third quarter or eat up the third quarter. I think that's the biggest thing. Our inability to obviously tackle them and stop them, but our inability to move the sticks in any fashion is extremely concerning.
And that first drive of the third down went 12 yards. You went for it on fourth down and very long. Didn't make it, and they get the ball back. And they talk so much, Coach, about the playoff game last year. That's been on their minds all spring, all summer, all their weightlifting. And that was their moment to exact their revenge.
Yeah. And in their minds, put the game, you know, out of reach, make it 24-7 at that point. But like I said earlier in the show, whether or not we punt the ball in third and 12 from our own 18, or we then they might get it at midfield because we ain't punting to number one. We're not punting to Brevard, so we're going to punt it out of bounds. What is the difference between scoring in seven plays from midfield or four plays from the 18-yard line? So at that point of the game, it was more important for us to try to convert. Plus, we need to work at it, so it's an additional rep. But at that point of the game, it's more important for us to try to hang on to the football and keep the football.
Talk about Tucker Reed and his injury. I've talked to his dad this morning, and tell us how he's doing.
He's doing well. I mean, it's he got an x-ray last night. There's no significant concern for any type of fracture or break. He's sitting in film right now watching. I think they'll probably do some type of follow-up just to make sure there's no ligament or anything type. We fully expect him to come back on a sprained ankle when he's healthy.
What were the positives for last night? What things can you build on from last night?
Well, my wife had not changed the locks on the door when I came home, so my keys still work.
That's good.
She told me she doesn't like living with a loser, so I fully expected to have to sleep at the school, but I did not. On a positive note, I think that our kids understand where we're at and who we are and where we want to be and the methods and the means to get to that point. I don't think that I did a very good job of, and you hear coaches say that all the time when things don't go their way, of readying for what was coming, okay? You know how when there's a hurricane warning or a big storm warning, homeowners have a decision at that point. Okay, do I board it up and get out of Dodge, or do I ride it out? And we kind of decide to ride the storm out, and not that we're going to flee from anything, but the preparation for that, I don't think we boarded up the windows very well last night or the weeks leading up to this. I don't like the term fools. And here's the, you know, you're talking about positives from last night. Our kids' mentalities are not going to change. Their goals are not going to change. They're going to, they continue to want to get better. There was no finger pointing. In fact, we had a team meeting this morning, said, if you want to point the finger, point it at me. And the adults in the program don't, but also be open enough to the coaching and the hard coaching that you're taking to make some improvements.
And what are those improvements? What are the first one or two things? I mean, obviously everything. Where do you start on Monday?
I think tackling is a huge thing, a huge concern. I think staying on blocks when people move is a huge thing. I think those are the big two. You know, maintaining blocks when a defensive lineman jumps from one spot to another, and then when an athlete has the ball in space and there's a two-man fit or a three-man fit, not being flat-footed, going and attacking, and, you know, if you miss a tackle, you miss a tackle, but miss fast and outside. And I think those are the two glaring things. Attitude's good. I haven't charted Loafs yet, but I believe that the effort was good. Ask me about that on Monday after I've charted the Loafs and whatnot. But those two things are probably 1 and 1A.
The bright spot of this is you now have the opportunity to do something this next Friday.
We do.
That Concord felt and came down and took care of last night, and that is to right a wrong from last year. Your guys remember what happened
they do.
With Plymouth when they come over here last year.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I think they do. Most, you know, you remember? Yeah, they're nodding their heads. So, yeah, I mean, that's it, and it's the next game, the next test, but also there is a burr sticking, you know, in our underarms from that last year. It was now, all credit to them. They came over, took care of business last year. But if you remember, their scores were on short fields.
Yeah,
from fumbles. Okay, yeah. But yeah, I mean, we're going to Plymouth next Friday night. It's another opportunity. We fully expect to have a great week of practice and play our best.
Yeah, who's with you today?
I've got two fine young men here. I've got number 24, Joshua Owens, split end. And I've got big 3'8", Mr. Trey Pattison. And the third, right? Both split ends. So I tried to position kids by kind of like positions when we set this up. Side note, 4.39 GPA. 4.26 GPA. 3.7 GPA. So I brought two highly qualified thinkers who should probably be sitting in the seat I'm in right now.
Well, I sort of look forward to talking to them about that, and because I've become used to being the dumbest person in the room. So it's
you are not this morning.
It's not a big deal. We'll talk with these guys when we come back. They've been fed this morning by the diner, biscuits and gravy, and they were smiling as they were eating. So we trust that they enjoyed that, and we'll talk with them coming up next here on Tiger Talk. Driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotek Plumbing and Heating. This fall, we're bringing big savings to families right here in northern Indiana. For a limited time, you'll get no payments and no interest for 12 months, a free heat pump upgrade, plus up to $3,000 cash back. And don't forget, you can still claim up to $2,000 in federal tax credits, but only through the end of the year. Call Flotek today or visit us online at flotekpnh.com to schedule your free estimate. Go with the flow. Flotek Plumbing and Heating.
False start. Pass interference. Offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes. Rust stains. Dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems' all-star team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
Unfortunately, the end of the boat season is coming sooner than any of us wants. But now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Repower your boat by replacing or upgrading its engine. Splendor Boats can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Be ready to go next spring. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Research shows vaping is on the rise among teens. One of the most influential factors when a teen is growing up is a strong, open relationship with parents, family, or caregivers. Some ways to take action with your kids is to be checked in, clear and consistent about your messaging and expectations regarding vaping and substance abuse, establish family agreements, and let them know you are there and care. Continue talking to your teens as they get older. This message brought to you by Kosciuszko Cares and the Kosciuszko Drug-Free Coalition. Visit inspire-in.org.
Did you catch that touchdown last night? It was insane.
Nope. Missed it. My screen froze and then game over.
You gotta get Surf Internet. I've got fast fiber speeds with no throttling ever.
Sounds like a winning play. Sign me up.
Score big with Surf Fiber Fast Internet today. Just $30 a month with AutoPay, including free installation and free Wi-Fi. Visit surfinternet.com. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Trey, let's talk about your role in this offense. Explain to everybody what you do.
I'm a split end. We run out there and block the most dangerous and scrap with the people in the safeties and corners.
It's a blocking position in this offense for sure. So then does it make it difficult to practice running routes knowing that you may go several games without getting a pass thrown in your direction?
I don't think it makes it difficult to practice it. It's fun. It's a fun part of practice where we, but it does, it's kind of daunting that we know we might not run a route in the game.
You get to play because you're good at that position. What makes you good at blocking for this offense?
Just staying in front of the defender, knowing where he's going to go at the snap of the ball, like where our ball is going to go and how he's going to attack the ball.
How much of that is game film watching the other team, and how much of that is just knowing how people normally react to what you guys do?
A lot of it's film because every team moves different. It's just knowing if he's going to play more downhill or stay over the top.
Is it strange for you to watch the other team and focus on one guy and say, I know I got to block this guy, number one, number four, whatever. Is that hard for you to do?
I don't think it's hard for me. I just pay attention to who I'm going to block on the plays. If it's a linebacker, a safety, a corner, see what he does.
Does it make you nervous knowing that the play is coming to your side? If you're going to run, let's say, rocket toss and they're running in your direction, does that make you nervous as they're snapping the ball?
Not necessarily nervous, but I know if I miss a block, then I might get taken off. So there's that part of the...
Okay. Tell us about your parents and your brothers and sisters and where you live.
I live with my mom and my dad, and I have two older sisters. Both of them are, one's in college and one's just graduated from cosmetology school.
Tell us their names.
Lauren and Ashlyn. Lauren is older. She's 24, and Ashlyn's 23.
And what about your parents' names?
Tammy and Jim.
Good. Okay, and you are Trey Pattison III. So tell us that story.
So my real name is James, and so my grandpa's James William Pattison first. My dad's James William Pattison Jr., and then I'm the third.
Nice. What do you want to do when you graduate?
I want to be a pilot.
Really? What kind of pilot?
I haven't got that far, but I was looking either like flying with the airlines or flying private.
Okay, so not military, for commercial type stuff. Why? How did you get to love that?
The class sounded fun one day, and I just liked it ever since.
And so you're taking that class, and who teaches that?
Mr. Coburn.
Yeah, everybody knows Mr. Coburn. So how does he make that class fun for you?
He tells a lot of stories, plays a lot of games. There's a couple fun flight simulators in the class. Just a lot of fun.
Okay, so when kids want to go to trade school, we understand the process for that. When they want to go to college and get a business degree, we understand the process for that. When you graduate, what's the process to become a pilot?
So I can either go up to Goshen where they have a flight school and get all my ratings there, or which I'm planning to do is go to flight college and learn all the ratings.
So you're taking Mr. Coburn's class. Do you have to get a license to take that class?
No, I don't.
Okay. So then at what point would you get a license?
Right now I'm taking a flight lessons at Goshen where I can earn my private pilot's license where I can fly by myself, but I'll get the rest of the ratings in college.
So have you actually had the yoke and flown yourself?
I have.
And what is that like?
So it's scary the first time. I haven't landed the plane yet. That's probably the hardest part.
Have you taken off?
I have taken off.
Really? That is really cool. Is that nerve-wracking pulling that back the first time?
it was really nerve-wracking. The first time I flew was Mr. Coburn's plane, and he just told me to relax because both hands on the yoke like death grip. And
who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
I have a lot of players from the football team, and then some people that known my whole
Good. Joshua, talk about your role on the football team. It's very similar to Trey's. Talk about what things you worked on to get on the field this season when you haven't before.
So, as said before, I'm a split end. So, my role is similar to Trey's, just blocking the most dangerous guy for that play. And just one of the things I worked on to get on the field this year was with my aggressiveness and making sure I'm attacking the person that I'm trying to block and not just waiting on them to come at me.
So applying the blow rather than having them come at you.
Yes.
How hard was that for you to do?
It took a while. I mean, this is my sixth year playing football. I started in seventh grade, so it's kind of just building up the experience and growing every single year.
So you hadn't played like in Young Tigers and Little Tigers? Okay. Why not?
Well, to be honest, I didn't know about Young Tigers until middle school.
Really?
So
what was that like for you? What was it like for your family starting football in seventh grade when you hadn't really grown up with it?
It was a change. My parents definitely have, like, in seventh grade, they did say they noticed a lot of, like, respect changes, which I think is a big part of the program. I was a lot more respectful towards my parents after starting football.
Since you brought that up today, I want to go a little deeper with you on that. Talk about how that happened. When did you notice that you were different when it came to being respectful that way?
Just in my life, I never really like thought about saying yes, sir, yes, ma'am a lot. But like after football started, I just noticed me and my parents noticed myself saying like, yes, sir, yes, ma'am to my parents every once in a while. It was just kind of out of place, but we knew it was coming from football. That was the only big change.
And is it natural now?
Yeah, definitely.
And it's something that you probably will continue doing after you're done, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
I plan on exploring the medical field, seeing where I want to go with that in college.
Do you have a perfect job?
Not yet. I'm not entirely sure. It's just such a broad like range of career options there.
So what classes are you taking now in advance of that thought?
Well, right now I'm taking like medical law and ethics. It's the last class of the pathway. And last year I did get my medical assisting license through the high school.
Really? So what can you do with that?
I have an internship at Bowen during the school day, so I'm working as a medical assistant at the Bowen Center, rooming patients and taking vital signs and such.
Nice. So you could do my blood pressure now?
I can.
Nice. That's outstanding. Who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
A lot of the football team, really, because, I mean, I've grown up with them now. I've been with them for so long. I know all of them super close. They're all just close friends.
Excellent. Thank you guys for coming in today. It's easy to come in on Saturdays when we win, but it's hard to do when you lose. And so I appreciate you guys, especially this morning. And good luck the rest of the season, and we will see you on Thursday. Okay? And Josh and Trey got fed this morning by The Diner. They ate the biscuits and gravy this morning, and we appreciate their participation in the program. When we come back, the Tiger Sports Diary. How did girls golf do Thursday at the sectional? We'll explain coming up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Midwest Tire and Auto Repair has been serving Warsaw and surrounding communities for many years. They are a Napa Auto Care Center, offering a wide variety of automotive services from oil changes to differential repairs. Choose from multiple name brand tires that make your ride feel great at a price that fits your budget. Call 574-269-9250. Visit MidwestTireWarsaw.com and stop in today to 995 North Lake Street in Warsaw.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mitchell Hall, For 5 generations, my family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you.
Some people are looking for the latest and greatest. Others trust in the tried and true. Hi, this is Brent from Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, a fourth-generation family-owned business where we are absolutely tried and true. And we're also the latest and greatest. We've just expanded and opened a second location in downtown Columbia City. Stop in now to take advantage of fantastic fall savings and no-interest payment plans. Reinhold's in Warsaw and Columbia City, your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. When life throws the unexpected your way, you don't need a lawyer from a big city billboard. You need someone who knows you, someone who knows your town. At Rock Hill Pinnock, we're not just lawyers, we're your neighbors. We live here, raise our families here, and we're proud to stand up for the people of our community. If you've been injured in an accident and don't know which way to turn, call us at 574-267-6116 and we can help. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another year of Tiger football. All the football teams and cheer squads have worked hard this offseason getting stronger and preparing to rock the gridiron each and every game day. Just like those student athletes, your Bobcat and Exmark equipment has worked hard all summer long. Reward that equipment by bringing it in for that fall service so it's ready to roll next year. Now that your hard work is out of the way, let's go out and support our Tigers for another great football season. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of both Warsaw Tiger football and Warsaw Tiger cheer.
Booyah!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
We get to this point in the school year. We try to start focusing on the teams that are wrapping up their regular seasons and getting ready for their postseasons because the girls' golf season starts first. Their season ends first. So they had their Northern Lakes Conference tournament last Saturday, hosted by Northwood at McCormick Creek in Epiphany. To the surprise of no one, Northridge won the championship with a score of 324. Warsaw was 14 shots back with a 338 to finish in second place. For the Lady Tigers, Vivian Pikich was ninth with an 86. Anya Puthakode was fourth with 82. Addie Ayler was 13th, 94. Lily Henderson 11th at 86. And Sophie Stewart was fifth overall with a score of 84. So a pretty good day for the Lady Tigers, who then on Monday celebrated senior night, a revamped lineup, Coach Kelsey with an all-senior lineup, and the Lady Tigers shot 189 to beat Manchester's 199. For the varsity, Lily Henderson, 48, Sophie Stewart, 44, Adela Huffer, 48, Eve Fussell, 49, and Mackenzie Campbell shot 56. The junior varsity, which includes a lot of the regular starters for the varsity team, shot 173. Vivian Pikich, 43. Anya, 44. Addison Ayler, 41. Reese Berner, 45. And Grace McCullough shot a 53. And then at the sectional at Stonehenge on Thursday, Warsaw won the sectional championship for the second straight year with a score of 337. Northwood with 356 was second. Culver Academy, 375, finished in third. All three of those teams advance as teams. Vivian Pikich was fifth with an 85. Anya was tied for third with 83, tied with Lily Henderson, who also shot 83. Sophie Stewart was sixth with an 86, and Addison Ayler shot an 89 to finish eighth, which means Warsaw had five of the top eight girls in the field on Thursday. So the girls advance on to the regional. That's the only step standing between them and the state finals. We'll tell you more about that during the schedule part of this segment. The tennis team beat Wawasee 4-1 on Tuesday. Charlie Norton, Henry Norton, Ted Grandin all winning in singles, and the number two doubles team of Cale Meridew and Grant Breen winning and getting a point for the Tigers. And for the junior varsity, singles points for Ricardo Bocciocchio, also Austin Klingeman, Ian Overman, Nate Friedberg, and Owen Nyson, Silas Barine and Hudson Victa, Isaiah Stoffel, Silas Metz and Kendrick Bennett, and Ben Corson and Jack Burnett. On Wednesday, the Tigers took on Mishawaka, a shorthanded Mishawaka team. I don't know that I've ever talked about a tennis team being short of players. Rarely do they have less than seven players. Mishawaka only had four. They brought four players down for Warsaw's senior night. Charlie Norton won in straight sets, did not surrender a game. Henry Norton won in straight sets at number two singles, did not surrender a game. And Spencer Love and Luke Smith at number one doubles also were winners, and they did not surrender a game. So the three matches that were contested, Warsaw won 6-love and 6-love in all three of them and won the other two by forfeit. And the Tigers are now 8-3 and 4-1 in the conference. And during the night, they celebrated their seniors, Dominic Manwaring, Ted Grandin, Ricardo Bocchocchio, and also Charlie Norton and Cale Meridew and Luke Smith and Jack Burnett and Spencer Love. And we thank them for their hard work and dedication. Then the boys took on Northwood and beat the Panthers 4-1. Charlie Norton, Henry Norton, Ted Grandin all winning in singles. And the doubles team of Spencer Love and Luke Smith also winning for the Tigers, who are now 9-3 and 5-1 in the conference. The soccer teams were busy this week. The girls on Saturday were tied at halftime with Lake Central at the Tiger Soccer Complex, tied at one, but then the Lady Indians scored on a corner kick to take the lead in the second half, added an insurance goal to put the game away, and that was all that it took, and Lake Central won the game by a score of 3-1. Warsaw had some good scoring chances that just didn't work out after halftime. The one goal scored by Warsaw, Amy Escutia Palacios, with an assist to Hayden Elliott just before halftime. Then in a roller coaster match with Culver Academy over on the banks of Lake Max and Kentucky on Tuesday, girls were down 1-0, drew even, down 2-1, drew even again, and then scored to take the lead as Warsaw got down early, tied it on a goal from Hayden Elliott in the 32nd minute, down 2-1, the equalizer from Natalie Heppner. Then Heppner would score again with about 10 minutes to play to give Warsaw a 3-2 lead. It looked like just might get them the victory, but then the Lady Eagles scored the equalizer in the game's dying minutes, tied the game at 3, and that's the way it ended. Assist for Amy Escutia Palacios and Reagan Finch. The JV won at Culver by a score of 5-0. And then the girls were looking for a signature win in their home match against Penn on Thursday night, and they got exactly that. Lady Tigers earn a hard-fought 1-0 win at the Tiger Soccer Complex. Game was scoreless until there was just over 6 minutes left to play. They played over 70 minutes with no scoring. Evie Pepper kicked a free kick and was knocked into the net by Amy. That put the Warsaw Lady Tigers up 1-0, and the back five, the defensive five, as Coach Zach Harding calls it, led by goalie Audie Gonzalez, and then Annika Scholl and Hayden Elliott and Reagan Finch and Reese Jackson and Isabella Lara, made that one goal stand up. Warsaw winning over Penn 1-0 to go to 6-4-1 on their season. The boys took on Northwood on Tuesday and beat them by a 5-0 count. The junior varsity also beat Northwood 5-0. For the varsity, Maiden Berger with two goals, Sam Lara, Diego Rodriguez, Ricardo, and Anaclito Melendez all scoring for the Tigers. Berger also had two assists. Neri Moyotl with an assist as well. The JV Black beat Northwood 5-0. Goals for Jose Gomez, Samuel Montoya, John Conley. Yes, that John Conley from the football team too. Anthony Noriega and Tommy Rozelle. Assists for Samuel Montoya, Kubo Katule, Eli Bell, Grayson Ralston, and John Conley. Then the boys ran into a very good Homestead team on Thursday night and came out on Wednesday night, the day after they had just played Northwood on Tuesday. So it was a very difficult match, and Homestead was a winner in that match in Fort Wayne 3-1. The game was scoreless for the first 20 minutes, and the Spartans found the back of the net three times in the last 20 minutes of the first half, and that's all they would need. Tigers did get some good scoring opportunities in the first 10 minutes of the second half. They did score one goal, but the Spartan defense shut the door on any thoughts of a Tiger comeback. The JV beat Homestead by a score of 3-1. A couple of goals for Samuel Montoya, one for Jose Gomez, assists for Eli Bell, John Conley, and Samuel Fala. The volleyball team has been very busy this week. The number 5 team in 4A, Lady Tigers, went to LaPorte for the Slicer Invitational. Warsaw went 3-1 on the day. They beat Portage in 2, and CeCe Good had 10 kills, and Reagan Edwards added 7. Madison Branham had 17 assists. Ellie Hepler had 4 aces and 12 digs. And then the girls beat Concordia in 3 and went 15-12 in the third set. Again, when they have more matches in one day, they only play 2 out of 3. That is one of those tournaments at LaPorte where they play 2 out of 3. CeCe Good with 10 kills. Madison Branham with 13. Avery Heppner and Lexi Wittenberger each with 3 aces. And Ellie Hepler with 11 digs. The girls then took on their rival Carroll, and Carroll beat them 25-17, 25-21. CeCe Good and Reagan Edwards each with 7 kills. Madison Branham with 10 aces. Ellie Hepler with 7 digs. The varsity then beat Andrean in 2, 25-23, 25-21. CeCe Good with 5 kills. JC Stockman with 5. Reagan Edwards also with 5. Avery Heppner with 12 assists. Avery also had 3 aces. CeCe Good with 9 digs. And that wrapped up that competition over in LaPorte. And then the girls went to Columbia City and took on the Lady Eagles on Tuesday. And they beat them at all 3 levels. The varsity winning 25-11, 25-9, 25-16. CeCe Good with 12 kills and JC Stockman with 10. Madison Brayman with 16 assists and Avery Heppner with 8. And Madison Brayman also with 5 aces. Ellie Hepler with 11 digs. Maddie Williamson with 5 block assists. The junior varsity beat Columbia City 25-15, 25-13. Emily Haverstock with 2 aces. Erica Shimasaki with 21 assists. Addie Weidenbender with 9 kills. Sophia Rios with 12 digs. The freshmen beat Columbia City 25-15, 25-9. Chloe Holman had 4 aces. Layla Ballinger with 9 assists. Melina Silvius had 4 kills. And then on Thursday, the girls hosted Plymouth. They cruised through the first 2 sets and were in solid control of the matchup, 22-16 in the third, and looked like they were going to a straight sets win. And then Plymouth got their dander up and decided that they were ready to start playing. And they ended up coming back to win that third set and pushed the Lady Tigers to a fourth. And in the fourth, Warsaw went on to win it 26-24 and win the match 3-1. The Javian freshmen also were winners over Plymouth 2-0 in both of those. For the varsity, CeCe Good with 16 kills, Harper Setzer with 14, Avery Heppner with 23 assists, Ellie Hepler with 24 digs, and CeCe Good added 12. For the JV, Maddie Perry with 3 aces, Erica Shimasaki with 20 assists, Addie Weidenbender with 10 kills, Erica Shimasaki with 8 digs, and for the freshman, Layla Ballinger with 5 aces and also 12 assists, and Maddie Perry had 13 digs. The girls' cross-country team left no doubt in the second round of the NLC meet series, pushing to the front early, running as a pack, and winning with a score of 39. Goshen was second with 66. Sammy Ristrelli led the charge with a second-place finish overall and a new course personal record of 18:49. She backed up her fourth-place showing at 19:37, which was very impressive. Eden Metz kept the Tigers rolling a sixth-place finish with 19:56. Hannah Fisher continued the push with an 11th-place finish at 20:50. Savannah Purdy sealed the deal with a huge PR of 21:21 and finished in 16th. The Tigers put together one of their best team efforts, according to Jason Fleming, and they will split their squad and go lots of different directions today. More on that in a second. The boys' cross-country team also ran on their own course in the second round of the NLC Super Duel. They showed grit. Remember, they finished 7th in the first round. They finished fourth in this round, and Jackson Gackenheimer finished 12th, which immediately when I saw that, I went, oh boy, what happened there? Well, then you read what happened, and what happened is Jackson tried to help his teammates. So he stayed back, did not run with the leaders, stayed back and tried to pace his teammates to make them better, and he did exactly that. He finished 12th, but Jack Boggs was 23rd, Jackson Lehman was 25th, Eli Swinehart was 26th, Nolan Stump was 27th, Sam Allaball was 30th, and Alex Hoover was 32nd. So they went from 7th in the first round of the conference to 4th in this round by running pack running and having Jackson pace them. So I would say that strategy worked out quite beautifully. The Unified Flag football team battled hard on Monday in Waterloo but fell to DeKalb 48-25. They struggled to continue to contain DeKalb's aerial attack. The Barons quarterback consistently found open receivers. Warsaw did show fight throughout the night. Joannis Schmidt, Drew Jones, and Mason Anderson all found the end zone for the Tigers, delivering key scores that kept the game close in the second half. Kelsey Wren provided a spark when she marched the Tigers down the field with confidence and capped off a drive with a touchdown pass. Coach Bricker was happy with the effort, but not the outcome, which was 48-25 DeKalb. Then the flag football team was back at Fisher Field taking on Northwood in midweek, and they beat them 45-35. The offense found its way. Quarterbacks Brady Taylor, Joannis Schmidt, Kelsey Wren, Sam McDaniels, all stepping up to engineer scoring drives. The receiving core was great. Ben Slaybaugh hauled in three catches, two of them for touchdowns. Nathan Nettie added to the offensive surge with a couple of big chunk plays in key moments, and Lillian Jarrett showcased her speed and strength by finding the end zone twice. And also, great games for D. Nelson and Eric Harmon and Wes Martin, all competing for the Tigers in unified flag football. The JV football team beat Wauwatosa last Saturday 36-0. The freshman football team played Kankakee Valley on Thursday night at Fisher Field, and they improved their record to 4-1 with a 30-0 victory over Kankakee Valley. Bryson Ellerson had a 14-yard touchdown run. Mason Silvius had a 20-yard score. Clayton Diaz capped off the scoring with a 5-yard run. Defensively, Juwan Kennedy played a key role in helping the Tigers get the shutout, as the Tigers will be in action against Concord on Thursday. That brings you to the current, and now what's coming up today. The cross-country teams are all over the place today. The girls are running at West Noble this morning. The boys are running at Carmel at the Northview Christian Church at the Athletic Annex Riverview Health Flash Rock. That's underway. Also, the girls are running there as well, and the boys are running there as well. You also have some boys that are running at New Prairie today, so it's a busy, busy day for the cross-country kids, as they're here, there, and everywhere. The boys' JV tennis team is at Wauwatosa for their invitational. That play is underway. The freshman volleyball team is hosting an invitational in the T-Rack this morning. The JV football team is at Concord Junior High to play the Minutemen at 10 o'clock. Remember, that's not the high school. They don't have a football field right now at the high school. They're building a brand new one. And both the boys' junior varsity soccer team is at Goshen for their invitational today. It's a conference invitational. The boys' varsity team is at home this morning at 11 o'clock, hosting Norwell. On Monday, the boys' tennis team is hosting Concord at 5 o'clock, and the Unified Flag football team will host Goshen at 6:30 at Fisher Field. On Tuesday, the volleyball teams, in a big one, if you don't go to a volleyball match all year, come to this one. Carroll will be here. Freshman and JV at 6, varsity in the Tiger Den to follow the JV. This is the thorn in the side of the Lady Tigers. They'll try to fix that on Tuesday night. Then on Wednesday, the boys' Northern Lakes Conference Championship Tennis Tournament. It begins at Northridge on Wednesday at 4:30. The boys' soccer team, the orange team, the freshman team, C team, will host Homestead at the soccer fields at 6 o'clock. And the Unified Flag football team will host Elkhart at 6:30 at Fisher Field. On Thursday, the second night of the NLC Tennis Championship will be at Northridge, also at 4:30. Boys soccer, JV, and varsity will host Goshen, and that is Heritage Night. The volleyball teams will be in action as the freshmen take on Mishawaka Marion in the Career Center Gym at 5:30, with the girls' junior varsity team hosting Wauwatosa at 5:30 on Thursday, and the varsity to follow in the Tiger Den. The freshman football team will host Concord at 6 o'clock on Thursday, and the boys' soccer team, as we said, will host Goshen on Thursday at about 7:15. And then next Friday will be busy. The girls' golf regional will be at Noblehawk. Our Lady Tigers will be there, and that will start early in the morning. Tee times will be posted at warsawtigers.com when that becomes available. And the football team will be at Plymouth on Friday, and we will have that pregame show here on News Now Warsaw starting at 6:10. One other thing, Warsaw Tiger basketball camps are coming up. You have the team camp, you have the youth league, you have holiday hoopla all available. There's a story about this at warsawtigers.com. Make sure that you get there. The registration form is attached, so if you want to get your kids in that, you can do that. We'll come back and finish up the show coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
Tired of squinting at the menu or pretending you can see the scoreboard? At Reinholdt & Tallmer Eye Care, we're here to help you see what you've been missing. With over 50 years of experience and 4 trusted doctors, we provide the expert care your eyes deserve. No guesswork, just clear vision. Book your appointment today at ReinholdtEyeCare.com or call 574-269-3828 and take the first step into a clearer tomorrow. Reinholdt & Tallmer Eye Care. Family-centered care with medical-grade expertise right here in Warsaw.
Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School football game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? SIM is making a play of its own. They're covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner tiger, and get ready to roar in the SIM zone. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, SIM is your home team for financial planning and investing. Visit SIM.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
I meant what I said earlier. I think one of the coolest things is that whether they win or lose, there are kids that come in and talk with us on the radio on Saturdays. And you can imagine when you win big on Friday night, then it's easy to come in on Saturdays, and it's a lot harder when things go like they went last night. So I appreciate those guys coming in this morning and tell us about themselves, letting us get to know them so that we talk about them on Friday. You can think back of stuff that they told us here on Saturday mornings. Thanks to Coach Curtis for being here today. Thanks to all the coaches for turning in their results. We can't do what we do without them. Thanks to R&B Car Company for being our title sponsor. And thanks to The Diner for supplying us with food for the guys. Stay tuned. Coming up, we have Gary Sullivan on the way right here on News Now Warsaw. Cubs and Reds later tonight. Colts and Titans tomorrow at noon.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsawtigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.